talk about why the potholes out there or anywhere seem to be worse this winter?
It's slightly above average, I believe, is where we're at this point for snowfall. But we've had some weird storm events where it's not just snow and it's cold, but it's snow, it's cold, and all of a sudden the next day it's 45 degrees and everything melts. So when the snow melts, it piles on the side of the road. It cuts off some of our drainages. South Midland doesn't have great drainages at this point. Anyhow, that water migrates, and it sits on the roadway, and it sits adjacent to the roadway. And in South Midland's case, it migrates under the roadway. So water is the kill-all for a roadway. Drainage, drainage, drainage is the most important thing on a roadway. And we have that problem, especially in South Midland, where we don't have great drainage. We'll be accommodating repairing that drainage over the summertime to get us through to 2020 when the main project starts. And we'll be doing definitely some more asphalt repairs out there in larger scale to get us through to 2020. We've got a lot of the water out of the potholes. We're blowing it out. We suck it out. It evaporates. But it's really the weather that's benefiting us on all of this.
The South Midland Removal and Replacement Project is being pushed back until next year. Can you talk about that project, why it's pushed back, and what that will look like?
My understanding of the situation is we received a build grant from the United States government, basically through the FHWA, for $7 million. But that $7 million comes with requirements. We have to meet a little bit higher expectations for environmental, right-of-way acquisitions, all those fun things. So the plans were at a point where we had to step back just a little bit and meet those new requirements. We are already meeting fairly stringent requirements, but these are more. So that's really what's pushed that project back. The city's intentions were to bid that project out in late 2018, early 2019, start for construction. So we needed to make it through this winter with what we had. And then in theory, in the spring right now, we would have been moving forward with that project. Now that that's moved a year, we have to take a step back and say, okay, how can we get to 2020 with that particular stretch of road? We're going to do some rock scaling. We did that 2 years ago. We put guys on the side of the hill and roll the rocks that are coming down now. We get ahead of it and actually knock off some of those loose rocks. And as the rocks come to the bottom, we'll pick them up and clean the drainage ditch out. So we'll get some of our flow back in that particular area. And then we're going to have to take a mildly aggressive approach to the asphalt out there this summer and probably cut out or mill out sections of it that have completely failed and put some new asphalt down so that we can get to 2020.
Matt Langhorst, thanks very much.
Thank you.